This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced visit to Iraq Saturday with a dual purpose. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
On behalf of your commander-in-chief and every American, happy Thanksgiving.
One key part of the trip was to thank U.S. troops stationed in Iraq for their service. But the other purpose was to reassure Kurdish allies of continued U.S. support. In Erbil, Vice President Pence met with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Nechervan Barzani, who called the visit
an important indication of your continued support.
Pence responded he was there
to reiterate the strong bonds forged in the fires of war between people of the United States and the Kurdish people.
A senior U.S. official says the visit is also intended to reassure backers of the Kurds here in the U.S. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security and hospital officials said Saturday that two people were killed when Iraqi security forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters in a third day of fierce clashes in central Baghdad. Two protesters were struck with rubber bullets and died instantly, and more than 20 others were wounded in the fighting on Rashid Street. 16 people have died and more than 100 wounded in the renewed clashes. At least 342 protesters have died in Iraq's massive protests, which started October 1st, when thousands of citizens took to the street to decry corruption and lack of services despite Iraq's oil wealth. Separately, Iraq's parliament failed to hold a session Saturday due to a lack of a quorum. Lawmakers were supposed to read reform bills introduced to placate protesters. The next session was postponed until Monday. This is VOA News. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris on Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women. A wave of purple flags and signs snaked from the Place de la République through eastern Paris amid an unprecedented public campaign to decry violence against women and to honor the more than 130 women that activists say have been killed in France this year by a current or former partner. Alyssa Ahrabare is a spokesperson for the NGO Tri-Feminism.
So we are basically gathering to protest against what we call the continuum of violences. So it can be rape, sexual violence, but also street harassment, femicides, conjugal violence, etc.
The protest came on the UN International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It is aimed at pressuring the French government before it unveils new measures Monday to tackle the problem. Protests against Colombia's government continued for a third consecutive day Saturday as demonstrators took to the streets with pots and pans to voice their discontent with President Iván Duque. In the capital, Bogota, a few thousand people gathered at a park and shouted slogans against the conservative president before trying to march toward the center of the city. They were later dispersed with tear gas by police. Authorities have ordered a police and military presence in Bogota following 2 days of unrest. President Duque has ordered a seldom-used curfew in Bogota as the nation grapples with the aftermath of a mass protest. Egyptian authorities displayed a rare cache of mummified animals found in a necropolis last year. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has details.
A menagerie of mummified animals went on display south of Cairo on Saturday, including what authorities say is the world's largest scarab beetle. The discovery was made by an Egyptian archaeological mission last year and uncovered a cache housing ancient artifacts, including masks, statues, and mummified cats, crocodiles, cobras, and birds. CT scans conducted on five of the largest mummified cats revealed that there is a strong likelihood that they are actually lion cubs due to the size and shape of the bones. Ancient Egyptians mummified humans to preserve their bodies for the afterlife. Animal mummies were used as religious offerings.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.